The following tale reached me from Edward Marlow Rees. He brought it from a world close to mine, yet far away. His words usually carry the colors of the Thurs, but this one belongs to winter itself. Concomitantly alive and dead by Edward Marlow Rees. I want to be her winter. A soft shiver settling upon exposed skin, leaking through a cold nozzle, lightly tapping, percolating through and in between her bones, sifting sinews. Season wrapping around gently after falling, forever and ever, like a ghost, that winter's chill cling. Let it be me, the haunting, the phantom, her shard of never melting, only arriving, stabbing, cutting evermore, the horizon cracks. Gray skies cover up my arrival, naked trees sustaining nothing but the wind, singing scraping notes. Overnight, along with the shadows, darkness is their own shade. Overnight, we stick like a thin layer of frost in early December. Snowflakes are see-through, never reflecting, only refracting, absorbing, breaking and shifting when the sun shines, melting, then melting again. Oh, winter slides, vertical, the ground. Winter soaks her socks and pools in her boots. She soars, trap, trap. Winter fades when she soars. All stays, the eyes get swallowed, leaving still. Carrying it, a silent facing away. Sometimes it whispers into a new year. Flowers rise after emptiness. Roar of spring, memoirs of my dreams, dive into the back of my mind, find me smiling, snowy white, teeth rattling, waiting for the turn of time. time and time again. Can